Welcome to the Trots Talk podcast for this Wednesday, the 10th of May. Simon Harrison with you. Amanda Rando, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Simon.
Now, first of all, Amanda, big news regarding Bow Tide.
Yes, it was officially announced yesterday, I think actually on the pace program at Greg Hayes, that champion pacer Bow Tide has been officially retired from racing. Trainer driver James Rattray, he was unsure if Bow Tide would return to the racetrack, but he made his tough decision yesterday that just because the horse isn't 100% right, he wants to do the right thing by the horse and decided to officially retire him. So, it was a bit touch and go there for a while, and I don't know the exact causes of why they're retiring him. But, you know, if a horse isn't 100% right, you don't push them beyond what they can do. And Bow Tide did such a fantastic job for James and all his fans. And I got to catch up with James, actually, yesterday at Menangle. And he claims that Bow Tide, the best win he had with Bow Tide was the when he won the Miracle Mile in 2013. That was James's favourite win, probably because the horse wasn't... no one expected it from that horse, apart from me, at that time. But, it was his rise to the top, that win. So he did go on to win two Inter-Dominion Grand Finals after that, Simon, and he's retired with earnings of over $2.1 million. So he won 49 of his 81 starts. So it's pretty impressive. And he's certainly a special horse, Simon. And unfortunately, nothing lasts forever. But it was great to certainly be involved in harness racing during the era of Bow Tide. And James's family is from Tasmania, and that's where Bow Tide was originally from. But he'll spend his days at James's property here now in Exeter, down the south coast of New South Wales. So he's still in New South Wales.
It'd be one of the best Tasmanian harness horses we've ever seen, wouldn't he?
Yes, most definitely. I think since Hal Wes, I was saying, they're the only two that have been from Tasmania to win a Miracle Mile. Most definitely.
So Bow Tide retired. Now, we saw a couple of talented horses at Menangle at the trials yesterday.
We sure did. So some few nice horses coming out again. One of them was Divine State. So we haven't seen this two-year-old. He hasn't been sighted since he dropped out of the Bathurst Gold Crown Final back in March, and it was a short price favourite. He led, and just around the home turn he started to fade away, and it was later discovered he the horse wasn't well. But he looked back to his best yesterday. Chris Geary drove him in this official hit out, and he just let him amble to the front, and he went on to win the trial. He went 155.6, so nothing too fast. We have seen this horse go 151 and change, so which is pretty incredible for a two-year-old. Mm. I got to catch up with Shane Tritton after that trial yesterday. He was pleased with the run because he didn't want to knock the horse around, obviously, with everything he's been through. And the plan is to trial him again and get him ready for the Breeders' Challenge. Kicks off soon. But yeah, another horse that will be aimed at the Breeders' Challenge as well that trialled at Menangle yesterday, Simon, is Charles Laval. Now, he finished ahead away in second in his trial. He finished second to his stablemate, Aztec Bromac, and they went 152.9, so it was a pretty good effort. And Charles Laval won last year's Breeders' Crown Final as a three-year-old, which I think was Kerry Ann Turner's first Group 1 winner as a trainer. So, he'll be aiming at the four-year-old series.
Next week, the Breeders' Challenge Series for 2017 gets underway.
Yeah, it does. So it kicks off at, next Tuesday with heats at Wagga, and then heats will move through to other major regions like Bathurst, Penrith and Newcastle. But June 25 is the date to pencil into your diaries. That is the grand final day, and there'll be 7 Group 1 races that day, including the Len Smith Mile. But, we're already seeing some nice horses being aimed at this series, like Lumineer, who won the Australian Pacing Gold just a couple of weeks ago here at Menangle, Divine State now, Charles Laval. And we also saw Don't Think Twice went around in one of those trials yesterday too. She's a very nice filly. That would probably be aimed at that series too. So certainly looking forward to it.
So Wagga next Tuesday. This Sunday, we've got the Carnival of Cups meeting at Cowra.
Yes, The TAB Carnival of Cups rolls through into the Western Districts. And yes, there's a lovely meeting at Cowra. I went there last year and it's a beautiful town. So if you haven't been there, you've got to go there at some stage. And if you can get to this meeting, that will be fantastic. They've got plenty of feature races. They have the Mother's Day Cup and the Sam Agostino Final. They've also got a couple of those Menangle Country Series heats as well. So should be a really good day. They had very strong nominations for their TAB meeting last Sunday. Some of them had 10 races there, but yeah, it was also a strong Carnival of Cups meeting at Newcastle last Saturday night, which produced a really popular result when Better Bet Black made it back-to-back wins in the Ross Gig Mile. He held out the local hero Ultimate Art by a neck, and that was the final leg of the Carnival of Cups bonus. So there's still more Carnival of Cups meetings to come ahead, but as in terms of this owner's bonus, it's an extra $20,000 bonus. That was the final leg. And the winner will be announced at the Harness Racing New South Wales Awards Night on October 28th. So extra $20,000 for someone. It's pretty good.
I was saying to Fred Hastings last Sunday morning on Pacing Rewind that I couldn't get over the price Better Bet Black paid, $21.
Yeah, I know. Fantastic. And, you know, he's noted for his early speed. So crossing to the front was almost a given. So, and he had, you know, he's got really good Menangle form behind him. But it was a pretty tough race, you know, Ultimate Art, Better Than Max. There's some very nice horses in it. So, but yeah, good value for the Better Bet Black supporters.
And no surprises with the Derby last Saturday at Newcastle, with the Stride winning.
Yes, it was a very, very good win too. It was a tough win. He just got there. And that Newcastle Derby has produced some pretty nice horses since. The horses have gone on to do some nice things. And Astrid has already done some very nice things. But a quality result for a quality race.
Well, the in-form mare in Sydney at the moment is Raka Razor. And she's off to Melton, I beg your pardon, on Friday night.
Yeah, she sure is. So last Saturday night, we saw her win the Group 3 TaylorMade Lombo Stakes at Menangle, and it was a huge feather in her cap, Simon. It was a big step up for her, and she had to overcome a wide draw, and she beat some very nice mares in doing so, and she seemed to win with plenty left in the tank. She will race in the Angelique Cup at Melton this Friday night, and I caught up with Todd McCarthy yesterday, and he said he's flying down to Melbourne to drive her Friday night, and he was very impressed with her win and how she did it. And Todd will also drive Monifice in the Bold David free-for-all that night, so both of those horses are trained by Todd's father, John McCarthy. And John McCarthy has a pretty big night at Menangle on Saturday night too. He has a two-pronged attack in the Group 3 Joe and Michael Elsley free-for-all. He's got Lord Zinzan, who was just nabbed on the line yesterday at Menangle by Ideal Situation, another Darren McCall runner that caused a bit of an upset. And John McCarthy also has Cyclone Kate in that feature race. So Todd McCarthy will fly back on Saturday to drive Lord Zinzan in that race.
So $12 for Raka Razor. Now the favourites, the Orange Agent at $2 and Our Golden Goddess at $2.20. So the favourites will be pretty tough to beat.
Yeah, I think the Orange Agent won very well last start. But look, the way Raka Razor's been racing up here at Menangle and the mares and horses she's been competing against, I think she'll go a long way in that race. The Sydney form's pretty tough. And you seem to notice that when horses travel interstate, their form holds up quite well. So she might be the value bet for that race, Simon.
Anything else on the news front before we wrap it up?
No, that's about it. So we've got, Carnival of Cups still going on. Breeders' Challenge about to start now. So there'll be plenty of Breeders' Challenge news coming through. And that's about it, Simon.
Thanks very much for your time this week, Amanda. Enjoy the week ahead and we'll chat again next Wednesday.
Sounds great. Thank you.